Live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, like the man said, hosting Right Side Radio. Oh, yeah, solid, conservative, just plain right. Good to be with you for another day. We are winding down a full week, and I don't mean like a little bit full. I mean like the cup runneth over, if you know what I mean, for News Talk Radio. It's been something else this week. Copper is running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing?
Happy Friday. We made it.
We did, all the way through. Yes. Thanks to you in part. But, well, listen, folks, it has been a full week. And I want to tell you, the news continues to unfold before us. And there's still so much more to do in terms of Afghanistan. We're going to unpack some more of that today. I mean, how could we not? But then also we've got just any number of things happening that I'm going to have to touch on, because I'm going to be honest with you, take heart right now, because what I'm telling you is I am literally seeing liberals come unraveled right now. And I don't mean like them getting angry and marching around and stomping their feet. I'm talking about things that they care about are literally not going their way in a very official capacity. Biden's leadership is failing and floundering. You've got the Supreme Court ruling against Biden. I'll tell you more about that later on, twice actually this week. You've got things happening out in California's recall election. You've got things down on the southern border that just picked up a good shift in the right direction. You got people from Alabama that took a stand in the Supreme Court and changed a Biden policy, but not only that, prevented it from happening again in the future. I'm just saying there's all kinds of stuff happening. And in the middle of all of this crazy news cycle, and I mean, there's a lot of news. I mean, even for a news junkie like me, I make a living talking news. But even still, in the midst of all the hubbub, I'm going to tell you right now, I sense a momentum, a movement, a stirring, if you will. You've got to notice it, too. I mean, the winds of societal change are not blowing so strong to the left anymore. I mean, you got things like Afghanistan, the Supreme Court, the pandemic restrictions, vaccine mandates, fiscal irresponsibility, critical race theory, Antifa riots, election irregularities, cancel culture, kneeling for the anthem, on and on and on, all the things we've been dealing with. But I feel like, and I think if you're paying attention, you can almost sense it right now, that conservatives are shaking the sleep out of their eyes, sharpening up their debate skills, honing their knowledge of the issues, preparing for the day, because like I said, I don't think the winds of societal change are blowing quite so strong to the left anymore. See, in a world that seemed intent to try to stack the odds against traditional values and conservative principles, to stack the odds against social mores and morality that we've always held dear, and for things like patriotism, the ability to stand up under it would almost seem to be like a defiance of the odds. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I like defying the odds. I also love it when others underestimate us. So, you know, go ahead, liberals. Underestimate us. That's going to be fun. You see, the thing that liberals don't have is solid foundations. So often what we're seeing right now on the liberal side of the political and social spectrum is the call for change at any cost. A determination to move away from bedrock foundations, you know, like a tearing down, a moving away. I talked yesterday about intersectionality. Intersectionality and the fact that all they do is celebrate differences. They never celebrate unity. Dependence on government is one of their crown jewels. Devaluing of common precepts like patriotism and peace through strength, or the strict interpretation of the Constitution, the sanctity of life, that can only go on so long because they have so many factions within their side. And at some point, they've already begun eating their own. You see, in the end, I believe that truth wins out. Principles support foundations. Margaret Thatcher, I mean, just one of my favorite conservative characters of modern history. Margaret Thatcher, when she was Prime Minister of England, oh man, she was something else. And I think I've talked about it on the show before, but she was notorious for giving this straight skinny on things. She would say things and unhinge the press. They didn't know what to respond to. One day she gave a response to a question at a press conference, and the reporter who was questioning her said, "But madam, isn't that just the same old story?" To which she replied, "Well, of course it's the same old story. The truth usually is the same old story." You see, we've got the same old story, but it's all based upon principled issues. Now, there's one hero of mine. I'll just tell you about him real quick. There's one hero of mine in modern business, Truett Cathy. He's the founder of Chick-fil-A. That was actually my first job, my first, you know, clock in, clock out job. I've been doing something nonstop since I was like 14, I guess. But my first true job was Parkway City Mall, the kind where I had to clock in, be on time. And there's still things that I do today. I said Parkway City Mall. My first job was at Chick-fil-A in Parkway City Mall in Huntsville. And I still do things today, literally, that I got from working there. I mean, just little things like, you know, the way I arrange dollar bills in my wallet, or, you know, making sure that the stock in the pantry at home is, you know, oldest in the front. Just stuff like that. But talk about defying the odds. Truett Cathy was told that no one would ever come to a restaurant that just sold chicken sandwiches. And they would never come to a fast food place in a mall. You don't do that. And then certainly, listen, you can't close on Sundays because you're shooting yourself in the foot at that point. And it won't work, Truett, to always say the customer is valued over profits. Well, guess what? Chick-fil-A is now a multi-billion with a B dollar business. Chicken sandwiches are everywhere. Every fast food chain now has chicken sandwiches. Customer loyalty for Chick-fil-A is beyond any other brand out there. Let me tell you something he said in his book, which is one of my favorites, and I recommend it highly. So looking right here, the book is called Eat More Chicken and Inspire More People. Great title. By Truett Cathy. But one of the things he said was, as we grew, we were not so committed to our financial success as much as we were willing, so that we were willing to abandon our principles and priorities. For instance, our decision to close on Sundays was a way of honoring God and directing our attention to things more important than our business. If it took 7 days a week to make a living with a restaurant, then we needed to be in some other line of work. So through the years, I never wavered from that position. That's just one example of the things that he was told he would not be successful if he did it. He would have to defy the odds. And a quote from Truett Cathy, aside from the one I just read, is, Chick-fil-A is what it is today because of its people, its purpose, and its product. So how much of what I just described, though, about Truett Cathy was really about chicken? Well, hardly any. What I'm saying here is that's the same for our politics. Principles override everything. I know it can look bleak, like the odds are stacked against you. But again, man, I love defying the odds. And I know who I'm talking to when I say this. I get the calls and the emails from you, the social messages, I mean, the direct messages on social media. My folks in this audience, you know, we use the nickname Right Side Ruffians for a reason. I mean, it's a tongue-in-cheek title, but it's well put. It kind of describes the kind of folks that I know we have in this audience. It makes some of the trolls on my social media kind of antsy, I'll be honest. Call signs and nicknames, though, are not designed to uninspire people. I mean, like my call sign when I was a battalion commander was Titan 6. I knew another guy whose call sign was Comanche 6. I knew a guy who flew Apache gunships. His call sign was Ghost Rider 6. You don't pick a nickname for something that bespeaks weakness. And Right Side Ruffians is a good one. It's about strength and presence. We don't take things lying down. We got a strong core. We can't be shoved aside and told to sit quietly, because the people in this audience, and I know for a fact, are the kind of people that care about those principles that I was talking about just a minute ago. Because those are what carries us through. We care about families. We care about fiscal accountability. We care about limited government intervention in our lives. We care about justice. We care about the rule of law. We care about our state and national and international image. We love our neighbors. We build our businesses and raise our kids and pay our taxes, and we fight for our national honor. And we are getting through, folks. But there is so much more to come. Liberals are reeling on many fronts right now, and I'm going to unpack some of that for you on this show. Their hollowness is being exposed, but they won't just sit idle. They're going to lash out again and try to recoup some lost ground. But I'm going to tell you right now, I can feel it. Those winds are blowing, and they're blowing a little bit less to the left than they were before. Can you feel it? Because I know I do. And I don't care what the odds are. Odds are meant to be beaten. Principles win in the end. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, we got a full one. I'm going to be hitting Afghanistan right off the bat. Going to unpack some things that came out of that speech from the Commander-in-Chief yesterday. That speech that when I got a chance to watch it in full, completely uninspired me and left me feeling a little bit, you know, like we've got to get some new leadership. Hey, folks, Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Great show for you. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Senator Tuberville will be on the air with us. Talk about all kinds of things happening in the world with Afghanistan. More to come. We'll be right back.